Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 5th May 2021. Top stories for today. The National COVID-19 Immunization Program Coordinating Minister Kari Jamaluddin said today, Phase 3 of the program might be delayed beyond its intended kickoff in May. He said this is due to the lack of supplies in the global vaccine distribution chain, as pharmaceutical companies seem to prioritize richer countries, which affects the vaccination rollouts in developing countries. Meanwhile, the opt-in AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccination program took place today as hundreds of Malaysians showed up to receive their first shot at the World Trade Center, Kuala Lumpur. Khairi, who was also present for a tour of the vaccination center, said a total of 2,648 appointments were scheduled for today. Separately, the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation also said that COVID-19 vaccination recipients need not obtain permission from the authorities to cross districts to head towards their designated vaccination centre. Khairi assures the public that relevant orders have been relayed to security personnel manning roadblocks to allow access for those heading to their respective vaccination centres. On the international front, the Canadian province of Alberta reported its first death of a patient in her 50s from a rare blood clot condition after receiving the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Dina Hinshaw confirms that the woman died of vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia, VITT. Health Canada has said that the AstraZeneca vaccine meets its strict safety standards and that it continues to monitor adverse outcomes to ensure the benefits of the vaccine outweigh risks. US President Joe Biden aims to vaccinate 70% of adults with at least one COVID-19 shot by the July 4th Independence Day holiday. Biden says the government would inoculate 12 to 15-year-olds as soon as allowed. Meanwhile, in Britain, everyone aged 50 and above will be offered a third COVID-19 vaccination jab in an attempt to eradicate the threat from the infection entirely by Christmas. India's coronavirus death rose by a record 3,780 in the last 24 hours, a day after the country crossed the grim milestone of 20 million infections. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, the country accounted for nearly half of the COVID-19 cases reported worldwide last week and one in four deaths. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.